USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. president, among the leaders of the world's biggest economies, who on Saturday at a summit in Rome endorsed a global minimum tax on corporations. That move by the group of 20 was hailed by U.S. Treasury Chief Janet Yellen, saying it benefits American businesses and workers in particular. G20 finance ministers in July had already agreed on a 15% minimum tax, but it needed formal endorsement at that Saturday summit in Rome. Yellen predicting in a statement the deal on new international tax rules with a minimum global tax, quote, will end the damaging race to the bottom on corporate taxation. As the nation's vice president rolled up her sleeve to get a COVID booster in Washington on Saturday morning, Kamala Harris told reporters,
"The vaccines are free, they're safe, and they will save your lives."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
However, Baldwin also said he can't make any real comments on the shooting, which killed cinematographer Halnia Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. He explained that's because of the ongoing investigation with the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department in New Mexico. But he said of Hutchins,
"She was my friend. The day I arrived in Santa Fe to start shooting, I took her to dinner with Joel, the director."
Democrats are looking to finally pass that infrastructure and social infrastructure bill next week. A leadership aide telling The Hill on Saturday it could happen as soon as this upcoming Tuesday. An aide for Democratic leadership also saying that committees were notified by House leaders to wrap up any changes on the spending bill by Sunday. The House Rules Committee could meet as soon as Monday to try to make sure lawmakers can take action on the House floor soon after that. Some bad weather has been delaying air flights, but American Airlines especially impacted, also blaming a staffing problem. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's Game 4 of the World Series this evening with the Atlanta Braves just 2 wins away from their first World Series title in more than 2 decades. They shut the Houston Astros out 2-0 on Friday night. A political stunt in the state of Virginia by those opposing the Republican candidate in the gubernatorial race has led to quite the backlash, as we hear from USA Radio's Mike Fortier.
The Republican anti-Trump group, the Lincoln Project, targeting the Republican candidate for Governor Glenn Youngkin Friday. 5 Lincoln Project members photographed standing outside Youngkin's campaign bus in Charlottesville. They're dressed just like people who took part in the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville 4 years ago. Back then, men carrying torches marched across the University of Virginia campus chanting, "Jews will not replace us." An advisor to the Lincoln Project, Stuart Stevens, on CNN last night defending the photo.
"Listen, every day I hear people pleading with the Lincoln Project to help show Democrats how to win, how to play hardball. You know, this is an example. The question here is, it's not about some guys who showed up at a rally. It's why hasn't Glenn Youngkin denounced Donald Trump for saying that there were good people on both sides?"
The photo drawing criticism for both Youngkin's camp and that of the Democratic candidate for governor, Terry McAuliffe. The latest poll out Friday by the Washington Post shows McAuliffe with a 1-point lead ahead of Tuesday's election. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And coming to you from our New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.